this holy night, so long ago, a story was written, a song began, a miraculous gift was given, and now silence is simply impossible in the presence of it all. Now our hearts are so overwhelmed by God's love that we want to cry out, to shout, to worship, and adore the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords, Jesus Christ. Remarkable, isn't it? God, the creator of the universe, the father of all creation, blessed a common woman with the honor of delivering his son, Jesus. Jesus, the Prince of Peace, the King of Kings, the one who would die for our sins, born so humbly in a small Judean town, on a night so simple and so beautiful. It's the beauty and simplicity of that first Christmas that we celebrate today. We celebrate because the long-awaited one, Jesus the Christ Child, is born. Christ is born. We are here to celebrate the story which began so long ago. It all started long before Bethlehem with God loving us so much that he couldn't rest until he'd made a way to redeem us. So God's only son accepted the mission to come to earth to rescue the people he had created. You see, before the foundation of the earth, the lamb was slain, and the first haunting notes of that melody, his melody, came to life. 2,000 years ago, his song was finally given a voice. And with that first cry from Bethlehem's manger, the singer became the song. Creation's creator became the created one. And today you and I can sing in celebration because of the song he brought on that first midnight clear. Travelers who had filled every available space in the town. As people slept, only Mary and Joseph witnessed the miracle that brought Jesus, the light of the world, to us that night.
Salvation born, call a virgin born.
Yes, he is Emmanuel, God with us. But he didn't come surrounded by pomp and circumstance befitting the King of all the ages. Instead, he came as an innocent baby, wrapped in simplicity, so that all of us, from the youngest to the oldest, could learn to sing his song. To those who wander in an endless night, he brought hope. To those who still walk in darkness, he brought light. To those who need a savior and a friend, he brought a song. And just as he came to us all that Bethlehem night, he still comes to each and every one of us, bringing life and light, hope and help. As angels proclaimed him, shepherds celebrated him, and wise men worshiped him. We too worship by letting his light shine through us, and by proclaiming to the world that he is still the Christ of Christmas. Yes, baby born, lamb slain, soon coming king. That's the good news. That's the gospel. He is our song, our savior, and our light, shining through the darkest night, helping us all to find our way.
Light up the world, shine on.
The light shined in the darkness, and it still shines today through you and me. As we live lives of total surrender to the Father's will, our light shines to everyone. Let this night be a reminder that the light of Jesus Christ is a gift to be shown not only at Christmas, but throughout the whole year.